Good morning, Betty.
Please come to order. Well, I'm glad I'm not trying to call a war. John, save the acid comments for the hallway. Will members please note their... I love you too. Will members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 14 senators present this morning. Senator Rohde is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act unanimous to consent the absent senators be shown on official state business or finance.
General will so reflect. Will the Senate please rise for prayer?
Let's pray. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, for daily benefits and blessings we offer you our thanks and gratitude. We are grateful for the privilege of living in America. We ask for courage to always keep the greater values before us and to remember that freedom is never cheap. We pray for our nation, our state, and the leaders in each, that wisdom and courage will be distributed daily to properly discharge their responsibilities. We thank you that freedom from sin, deliverance from fear and frustration, peace in the midst of turmoil, and strength and guidance in every task of life worth doing is available through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 107th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 107th legislative day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the Journal is certified. This brings us down to the introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, I have in the gallery, our gallery today, members of the League of Women Voters of Alaska Council Meeting, a good friend of mine, Arlene Klein from Fairbanks, Hazel Johnson from Anchorage, and Ann Lowe from Fairbanks.
Any further introductions? Do we have any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Are there any messages from the other House?
Message of April 29, the House has failed to adopt the report of the Free Conference Committee considering Committee Substitute for House Bill 3 and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 3, thus failing to adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 3, Elections and Election Campaign Contributions, Revising the Alaska Election Code. Message of April 29, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill No. 636 amended, requiring flags for divers, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 636 amended Senate. Message of April 29, the House has passed the following and transmitted. House Concurrent Resolution No. 40 by Representatives Freeman, Parr, Barnes, Phillips, and Rogers, relating to Alaska's right under the Statehood Act to land promised by the Act.
Judiciary.
House Joint Resolution No. 51 by Representatives Parr, Byrne, Metcalf, and Barnes, proposing the repeal of the provisions of the Constitution of the State of Alaska, which limit the claims of the state to its public land.
Judiciary.
Committee Substitute for House Bill No. 932, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act creating the Office of Rural Development and the Rural Development Council and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
House Bill No. 933, by the Judiciary Committee. an act authorizing an advisory vote by the qualified voters of the state on amendment of the Alaska Statehood Act provisions relating to land.
Judiciary.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there any communications?
There received was the Alaska Court System 1979 annual report from the administrative director of the Alaska Court System, which has a print by Diana Tillion on the front. This has been distributed. That is the only communication.
Reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 66, directing the Alaska Legislative Council to revise AS 29, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Strzelczewski, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Stimson, Mulcahy, and Kelly. SCR 66 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 562, Formation of Coastal Resource Service Areas, and recommends that it be replaced with committee substitute and a majority do pass, signed Senator Strzelczewski, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson and Senator Mulcahy. Senators Rohde and Kelly signed no recommendation. SB 562 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committees?
Free Conference Committee report, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker. The Free Conference Committee, which has had Senate Bill Number 88, Truant Children, and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 88, Rules, amended House, Truant Children and School Closing under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 88, entitled An Act Relating to Truant Children and Providing for an Effective Date, be adopted, signed, Senate members, Senator Meehan, Chairman, Senator Ziegler, Senator Hackney, House members, Representative Cotton, Chairman, Representative Munson signed, no recommendation. Representative Eliason concurred.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 88.
Objection.
Objection is noted. Do you wish the floor, sir?
Mr. President, I want to speak just briefly. On line 11, where the point is that the child being habitually truant from school identifies that a child is in need under the statutory provisions there. And although I can appreciate the intent of what this legislation is trying to accomplish, having worked with young people for the last decade, much of it as a high school counselor, I've had occasion to spend a lot of time working with truant children, truant young people. And I can't see that this particular legislation is going to be helpful in any way. And I think from my own personal experience, and I think from the experiences of some of the members of this body, they can recognize that there are problems that develop in a young person's life that occasionally create some justifiable reasons for being truant from school. I understand that that says habitually truant, but I do believe in the situations that I've observed and worked with that more often than not, there are some justifiable reasons for that truancy. And in that laundry list that's provided in the statute A through E, preceding the F in this particular legislation, it's pretty well covered. I would urge the body to vote against this bill.
Senator Meehan, you wish the floor?
Yes, Mr. President. I think everyone realizes this bill has been in free conference quite a while. It's been held up. I was hoping to have every member sign it immediately, but it just was not that way. I don't believe that there's anything wrong with the bill. I'm rather surprised that Senator Stimson made the remarks that he has, because it's actually by request of people that work with school children. I think one of the problems that a couple of the House members have is the fact they worried that every truant child would be in the Anchorage area as a prisoner would be sent to McLaughlin or some such thing as that. I believe that Billy Barrier, Director of Legal Services for the legislature, pretty much straightened them out on that, and that is when they did sign, but a truant child is not going to be sent to McLaughlin on or any such place on truancy alone. He goes on to say, in simple terms, this bill adds language making habitual truancy a ground on which the juvenile court may exercise some jurisdiction over the child, but in sections 2 and 3, it eliminates limits the extent of the sanctions that the court can do. Section 2 is amended so that habitual truancy is not sufficient cause to remove a child from the home, and then section 3 is amended so that habitual truancy is not sufficient cause for termination of the parental rights. I feel it's a good bill. A lot of thought has been put into it. I have a lot of background here in my folder from school to over, and they feel that it's a good piece of legislation. I put it in, well, it's almost 2 years ago now, by request of a principal in SITCA. I urge the body to vote for the bill. Thank you.
Senator Ray?
Oh, Mr. President, I don't quite understand what this does, really. When I look at it, it says a minor found to be delinquent or a child in need of aid is a ward of the state, as long as he is committed to the department or the department has the power to supervise his actions. And we're dealing with the department all the way down the line, orders the minor committed to the department for placement, not as, through the chair to the chairman of the free conference. Was it my understanding, or I didn't quite get what you said, that if the child is a ward of the state and is under the control of the department, the court cannot then enter any order under this paragraph?
Senator Mila, your answer.
To Senator Ray, through Mr. President, that is the way I understand it. What the man who originally requested this, the principal of Blatchley Junior High over in Sitka, he felt that by just bringing the child in front of the court and having the judge explain what was happening, that would go a long ways towards stopping this truancy. But just having the counselor, just having a teacher talk to the child, it seemed like he was getting nowhere.
Well, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, it goes down here in the citation, and it says the court shall review an order made under this section annually and may review the order more frequently to determine if continued placement, probation, or supervision is being provided and is in the best interest of the minor and the public. But if it says that, and then it goes further on to say that the court cannot make any changes, then why are we even mentioning the court in here? I mean, we're saying that the court's going to review the case. For what reason would he be reviewing the case if he can't make an order on it?
Mr. President, I should imagine that the reason is because the court will want to watch what is going on, because truancy usually leads to other things. I believe that's the main idea. Truancy alone is no cause for alarm, but usually truancy leads on to shoplifting, use of drugs and things like that with the extra time that we have. That is about the only reason I can think of.
Right.
But it does say here, Mr. President, and that however, the court may not enter an order under this paragraph if the child is in the custody of the state. It seems like it doesn't do anything. It just hauls a kid in front of the judge, and the judge says, yeah, okay, and I can't do anything about it. I can't release you. I can't get you out from underneath the department if I feel that you have from the facts presented to the court, that you're not in need of control any longer. The judge can't make that order now. He can't do anything other than review it and shake hands and go back, I guess.
Are you ready for the question?
I believe, Mr. President, I do believe that it does not too much more than that. Actually, it brings the child in front of that judge, who speaks to the child, and it doesn't amount to that much, I don't believe.
Premier Stanbees, please.
Come back. Oh, I'm sorry. Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 88 be adopted. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas and one nay.
And so the Free Conference Committee substitute on Senate Bill 88 has been adopted. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on the passage of Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 88 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date of office.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
There are no other special committee reports today.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill number 581 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the sale of state land to a holder of a valid mining claim.
Resources Judiciary.
That is the only bill today.
We have no calendar. So that brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action in adopting committee substitute for Senate Bill 574. Mr. President, in manner of explanation, that measure was advanced yesterday. We had 14 people on the floor for that particular measure. It takes 15 to advance the measure.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. Yesterday's action on adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 has been rescinded. Are you ready to vote? Peg, are you? Mike Clevis, fine.
Yes. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 574 by the Commerce Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Guide Licensing and Control Board and amending the law relating to its powers and responsibilities and providing for an effective date and third reading.
Question.
The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 4 nays.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 has been adopted. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 1 excused, and 3 absent.
And so, the effective date on committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 has been adopted. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move and ask the unanimous consent of my reconsideration of committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 be taken up this time.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 574, an act continuing the existence of the Guide Licensing and Control Board and amending the law relating to its powers and responsibilities and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 10 yeas and 6 nays.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 has failed on reconsideration. Senator Coletta, would you come up here?
Suddenly stand at ease, please.
Senate, stand at ease.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it. I read the journal yesterday.
I didn't.
I didn't realize it yet.
It's been pointed out by the Secretary and by several others that yesterday's vote on 574 was invalid due to the fact that we were shy one member in what was necessary to advance it. Therefore, the bill was not legally passed yesterday, and this, therefore, was first passage, and a reconsideration on yesterday's vote wasn't valid. Senator Ferguson, would you care to reconsider 574 and have it before us again tomorrow?
Mr. President, I'd move to ask unanimous consent. My vote on the substitute for Senate Bill 574 to be reconsidered 2 weeks from today.
Thanks, sir.
Well, that's point
this
of order.
Is Jeff,
point
Mr. President.
That's probably out of order.
For you.
Mr. President.
Does anybody wish to?
I'll object for parliamentary inquiry. I think the motion's probably out of order. Could we have it at ease, please?
The Senate, please come back to order.
And then Senator Hatch walked in my house.
The rest of the day. Yeah, right. Senator Ferguson, I'd have to rule that a reconsideration held for more than one day is invalid.
Yes, President.
Yes, Senator.
I withdraw my motion. I move that I reconsider my vote on from the substitute for Senate Bill 574.
National consent that be taken at this time. I object, Mr. President. I hate to do it, but I call the House.
I've been waiting for that. There's a call of the House. Would sorry.
No, you wonder why we're getting done.
Yes, you did.
Well, I'm not pausing this horsing around. You're the one who could have been in the
house. Why?
He voted for it.
Yeah.
The call has been satisfied.
Question.
Senator Ferguson has moved for consideration and asked that his consideration be taken up on this legislative day. Is that correct? The motion is, shall the reconsideration on committee substitute for Senate Bill 5.
I ask unanimous consent. There was no objection at the time. The call was placed on the vote on the main vote.
All right. You're correct. Hearing no objection. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 10 yeas and 9 nays.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 574 has failed to pass the Senate. Is there any further business before us under unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meeting.
Yes.
Senator Sturgiluski.
Community and Region Affairs at 1 o'clock for a continuation of committee substitute House Bill 192, Municipal Revenue Sharing. That'll be in the Butrovich Room, and tomorrow at 12:30 in the Butrovich Room, Senate Community and Region Affairs. Committee substitute for House Bill 947 regarding the term of office of Borough Assembly.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, due to
activities in connection with House Bill 60 and also budget closings, there will not be a Hess meeting today.
Any further committee announcements? Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, can we move back to unfinished business, please?
Hearing no objection, the Senate reversed unfinished business.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to excuse the call of the Senate on Saturday, May 3rd. I'll be in Anchorage on the constituent meeting.
The General will so reflect. Senator Bradley?
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate Saturday and not subject to a call.
General will so reflect. Senator Farrancamp?
Mr. President, I ask that I be excused from the call of the chair tomorrow, not subject to
Are there any further announcements? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands adjourned.